WTW News Time is 6:05. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A dispute at a Westside Bryan apartment complex leads to a stabbing. Police report a 27-year-old man is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made, and a 40-year-old man who did the stabbing has cooperated fully with investigators. No names have been released, nor the nature of the civil matter that led to the stabbing Wednesday at the Buena Vista Apartments on Providence. Changes to the College Station rental registration ordinance are expected to be approved tonight at the city council meeting, and they've been a long time coming, says Mayor Nancy Berry.
I mean, this is not a process that we're just coming to last week and this week. This has been ongoing. In December, we sent out a survey to 2,000 landlords or property owners and 200 homeowners associations, an online survey, and we had a strong response. Then in February, we hosted a bunch of meetings with landlords, property managers, and homeowners groups. And then last council meeting on the 12th, we had a public hearing, and we're going to have a public hearing tomorrow night. So we think we've gotten a lot of input.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs Wednesday, she explained details related to privacy concerns, which were brought up before the changes were tabled at the last meeting. Changes include making those registering rental property with the city sign an affidavit stating no more than four unrelated people are living at the property, though that is up for debate. In addition to privacy, past concerns have included the feasibility of enforcing the law. Fresh off the announcement of being named a top city in the U.S. for recession recovery, the city of Bryan announced that April sales tax revenue was 22% over budget and 23% higher than the same time last year. Deputy City Manager Joseph Dunn says all of Bryan is growing, especially the downtown Bryan area, which is growing at an accelerated pace. Hotel occupancy tax revenue for April was 70% higher than last year and up 69% for the year. Dunn says the continued positive trend of the past few months is indicative of events, conferences, and activities coming to the region and attracting visitors to Bryan. He says three hotels have been built in the past few years and more are in the development stages. Union Pacific says they'll be temporarily closing two railroad crossings in downtown Bryan early on Friday. The crossings will be at South Parker Avenue between West 27th and West 28th and South Bryan at West 28th. Officials with the railroad say detours will be in place and the crossing should reopen late on Saturday. Phil Collins is donating his collection of artifacts related to the Texas Revolution to the Alamo. The Texas General Land Office manages the downtown San Antonio Shrine to Texas Independence. Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson says Collins has the world's largest private collection of Texas Revolution artifacts. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. We'll have more news at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is Best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today, 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your Best of the Brazos.
Hello, sir.
What's going on in here?
I'm giving Franklin an accounting a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so...
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to AggielandHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:10, and it's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling 8-8 Service. Means overtime coverage for you without the overtime charges. You come home, unit's not working, they'll get somebody out there the same day. Give them a call at 690-2278.
Lots of clouds this morning. It'll brighten up as the day goes on. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm today. High temperatures close to 90 degrees. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows of 70 to 75. Tomorrow some sun. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm. High temperatures are going to be up around 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows near 75. Saturday, a blend of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures on Saturday, they're going to be around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit. There's the new Battle of the Brazos. Basketball getting back together with Baylor. We'll have more on that. SEC sees another national championship, this time in baseball. There was another no-no thrown. This time it was in San Francisco. Plus, we've got a whole lot more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
Still got a 50% chance of showers today after yesterday. There's some folks who got some pretty significant rain.
Gully washers.
Yeah, some places it didn't, but in other places, those kind of flood-prone streets.
That have done it for years.
I was going to mention the rainfall totals, but I guess at the airport, they only got about 0.3 inches.
I didn't get very much out in the southern part of the county. I mean, it wasn't that much rain at all, but, you know, I'm seeing these dark clouds up in the center part of the county and in the cities and all that stuff. But, it was still hit and miss, even though the places that got hit pretty hard.
Our little creek was out of its banks.
There's an O out here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. That got all the garbage up on the parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's perfect.
Better than in the creek.
Yeah. Well, we want to be able to see it. But, again, it's those same flood-prone areas. You know what? You don't go over there on Barrack near the high school when it rains, okay? Don't. There's no reason to do that. Don't come to our parking lot when it rains.
No, don't go to the back parking lot.
There's no reason to do that.
Unless you got a floaty.
Speaking of floaties. I saw this headline. I didn't know where to go with this. The headline is EPA employees are told to stop pooping in the hallway. Management for Environmental Protection Agency Region 8, which is based in Denver, wrote an email earlier this year to all staff in the area pleading with them to stop inappropriate bathroom behavior, including doing their business in the hallway. In the email, the deputy regional administrator mentioned, quote, several incidents, unquote, in the building, including clogging the toilets with toilet paper and paper towels, and individuals placing their business in the hallway outside the restroom. Now, I don't know. I'm kind of thinking maybe these are college-educated people that are working for EPA. I mean, at least they got to wear long pants to work, right? And probably a nice buttoned-up shirt. And they have to. This problem is so bad they have to write a memo for this?
Speaking of memos, do you hear they lost some too?
What's the fact you can't fire them?
True, very true.
Okay, yeah, see, and that's another thing. What a great opportunity for any government agency to weigh in going, oh, yeah, we've lost emails too. Yeah. No, that's genius right there on their part. If they had stuff they wanted to get rid of, they went ahead and put that in circular file 13, and then they said, I lost some too. So it's not just the IRS.
Yeah, I just, again.
The
hard drive crashed too, exactly the same way.
Really?
Yes.
My gosh.
Remarkable, I know.
Sounds to me like a federal government subcontractor is probably not doing the work that they're supposed to, right? And that's never happened before.
No.
Yeah. Okay, well, wash your ears out with this. A Massachusetts woman recently arrested for her seventh drunk driving charge. Seventh drunk driving charge.
If you're going to do something, do it well.
Yeah, there you go. Her name? Brenda Drinkwater.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting.
I don't think there's anything else that can be said about it.
No, that's fine.
We got a lot of
info.
We did our literal bathroom humor story, and then we moved on to Drinkwater. So,
I guess historically, a drink like a fish just didn't roll off the tongue.
No. Well, it'd be interesting to know how they got their name. Maybe maybe they've been like that for a long time.
Was she predestined?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Hispanic Forum of Bryan College Station invites you to the 16th Annual Scholarship Gala, Saturday, July the 19th at the Brazos Center, featuring Emilio Navaira.
South of the border, down Mexico way.
Emilio.
A pretty girl, a desert island. If we were shipwrecked,
she was smiling.
With special guest Raulito. Also, Ricardo Castillon y La Diferencia. Doors open at 6. Tickets available at Al's Formal Wear, Manuel and Teresa's School of Hair Design, Casa Rodriguez, VIP Bridal, and the law offices of Rodriguez and Jambert. All proceeds of the gala go to graduating seniors of Bryan College Station. The Hispanic Forum Scholarship Gala, underwritten by Central Texas ENT.
Happy June. It's a 616. Happy June 26th for you guys and gals. Day 177. Got 188 of them to go. Today is Beautician's Day. Some need that more than others. It's National Handshake Day. Okay. And
howdy.
It's Chocolate Pudding Day. Now, how is it that chocolate pudding gets a day and we have like Black Cherry Week? You know what I'm saying?
Better lobby.
I guess so. All right, we got birthdays.
Ariana Grande, who's a very talented young yet lady from Sam and Cat, is 21. Jeanette McCurdy is 22 from the same show. The two stars of that show have the same birthday, just a year apart. Aubrey Plaza is 30 from Parks and Rec. Jason Schwartzman, 34 from Rushmore. Michael Vick, who's a jerk, is 34. Gretchen Wilson is 41. Derek Jeter, 40. Nick Offerman is 44. He's in Parks and Rec as well. Chris O'Donnell is 44 from NCIS and several movies. Sean Hayes from Will and Grace. And he was also in the Three Stooges movies, 44 years old. Mark McKinney is 55.
Not planning a sequel, right?
No, I don't believe so.
You're right, yeah.
Mark McKinney is 55 and an SNL alum. Patti Smyth, not Smith, is 57. Chris Isaacs is 58. Gene Watanabe is 59. He was the guy in 16 Candles. Oh, Gung-Ho, yeah. Volunteers, ER for a while even. Mm-hmm. And Billy Davis Jr., lead singer of the Fifth Dimension, is 76 today.
Good for him. Also, let me see, who else do we have here? I found somebody. Greg LeMond. He's the guy who...
First American to win the Tour de France.
He won bicycle races without doping.
Nope.
Yeah. He did it the real way. Anyway, he's 53 today.
I had his bicycle, too.
What's that mean?
There was a LeMond bicycle, and I had his bicycle.
Oh, not the one he rode.
No, God, no.
Oh. I have a Greg LeMond bicycle pump.
Ooh.
Well, I'm just saying.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the president told us that he believes there's not a smidgen of corruption related to the IRS targeting of Tea Party conservatives. It looks like the public disagrees. According to the latest Fox News polling, 76% of Americans believe that the government deliberately destroyed Lois Lerner's emails. Quote, that suspicion is shared across party lines. An overwhelming 90% of Republicans think the emails were intentionally destroyed, as do 74% of independents. And get this, even 63% of Democrats don't believe them. Now, the top official for the National Archives testified this week that the IRS did not follow the law. They broke the law in handling the emails. And despite what the president says, not a smidgen of evidence. Well, that's not true. So who's going to be arrested? Who's going to be charged? Who knew what, when, and where?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, one of the great things about this country is freedom of choice, but with that freedom comes responsibility to make the right decisions, and that includes decisions for your business. Now, you know your computer files are essential to running your business, but if you're relying on manual methods to back up these files, that's not good enough, and your files will still be at risk of being lost to a crash, a virus, an accidental deletion, because your backup is not always up to date. Now, that's why I strongly recommend if you have a computer, you need Carbonite Online Backup. Carbonite, it backs up your computer files automatically. It goes right to a cloud whenever you're connected to the internet. You set it, forget it, and your files are encrypted and stored securely off-site, and that gives you the peace of mind that you deserve with your backed up files. You'll know they're safe and up to date. Now, Carbonite knows everybody needs backup, so they have affordable plans for your home computer or your entire business. We use it here on the Sean Hannity Show. Now, just go to Carbonite.com today. Type in my offer code Hannity. Carbonite.com. You get a free trial, no credit card required. And if you do sign up, you get two free bonus months with your subscription. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Hannity.
For years, I've been telling folks that Prosperity is the best bank in Texas and Oklahoma. Now I can say it's more than that. Forbes.com has ranked Prosperity number one in their 2014 rating of the best banks in America, a repeat of Prosperity's 2012 rating. But those real bankers at Prosperity still recognize me and know my name just like a community bank. The big bank with your community's bank inside. Prosperity Bank. where you'll find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
If you have a special occasion coming up, you want to market with a piece of jewelry, David Gardner's has a pretty good chance of having something in the display case that would fit what your needs are, what your desires are, what your budget is. Now, if not, they can design something for you, and they can make it right there because they do. They manufacture the jewelry. They have a foundry in the back where they do the metal part of it, and, of course, you can see the jeweler's bench up front where they place the stones. But the idea is being able to come up with just the right piece of jewelry for that person for the right occasion. If you have a special time that you need to be starting to think about maybe getting a gift for, then consider having the experts at David Gardner's help you come up with just the right piece of jewelry to fit the personality of the person you're buying it for, whether it's something that has one large stone or several small stones, colors or not, white gold, yellow gold, platinum, which is very popular now. And then, of course, also they have wedding sets. And David and Julia put together a special website called Where Aggies Get Engaged. You go over there, and the landing page is split up. One half is for the guys, one half is for the girls. You click on the appropriate half and get most of your questions answered and see what you can find as far as engagement rings and such at David Gardner's. They're an authorized Rolex dealer as well. 911 University Drive, that's David Gardner's.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Raises at IKEA. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Thousands more retail workers can look forward to a pay hike in January. IKEA announced it will hike the minimum pay for its American workers an average of 17%, depending on the cost of living at each store's location. The pay for the furniture chain's lowest-paid workers will average $10.76 an hour. Gap recently announced it is raising the minimum pay for its workers. General Mills hopes some product changes will help it get back on track. Yoplait Light Yogurt will be sweetened with sucralose instead of aspartame. New protein-based versions of its Nature Valley granola bars and Cheerios cereal are being introduced. And starting next month, Yoplait Yogurt will be included in some McDonald's Happy Meals. Stock market futures pointing a little lower this hour. Lennar's per-share profit for the latest quarter matched earnings from a year ago. The big home builder reports revenue, orders, and deliveries all increased. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
How easy is getting unlimited data outside the U.S. with T-Mobile? Just one step. Turn on your phone. Because with T-Mobile, unlimited global data in over 100 countries is automatically included in your plan at no extra charge. Sounds simple? It is simple. It's the Simple Choice for Business plan, only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobits per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Good morning. It's 625 Aransas Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. It's a 50-50 chance of showers or thunderstorms today with a high maybe making 90 degrees. We'll see. Tonight there's a 20% chance, a 30% chance of rain and a low of 72. And then probably a 20 or 30% chance of rain all the way through Sunday. Highs each day right around 90. Lows will be in the 60s. They're just kind of making sure you know there's plenty of moisture out there, so showers could pop up at any time. Right now, humidity's 97%. Winds are out of the southeast at 6. Overcast skies looking at 72.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good, look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
If you're cooking outside on the grill this summer, there are ways to make that process not only easier, but actually foolproof. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to once and for all get out of debt? I mean, really get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees. Well, there is. You see, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. And Family Financial will do all the work. They'll negotiate with your creditors. They'll handle everything. All you have to do is call to get things started. There's no obligation. Remember, they're a nonprofit agency. There's no hard sell here. Just great advice and friendly service. If all that debt is weighing heavy on you, let Family Financial lift the burden. Call today, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Family Financial has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt. Call 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Cooking on the grill outside is in many ways harder than cooking in the kitchen. For one thing, food tends to stick to the grill.
People complain to me about that all the time. How do I get things to stop sticking? Well, that's one of the most important things is to, number one, get that grill very hot to begin with.
Chef Todd Moore, founder of WebCookingClasses.com.
Now, the key here is that you put the fat on the item, not the grill. I've seen too many people spraying pan spray or trying to brush olive oil on a 500-degree grill. That stuff burns instantly and is gone. Add it to the product. Don't brush it on the grill.
Outdoor cooks often guess when food is done or cut it open to take a peek. All unnecessary, says Todd.
The only way to quantify whether your steak is done or not is with a thermometer. Get an instant read digital thermometer. Then you can know exactly when your steak is done.
Another mistake outdoor cooks often make is
turning items over and over again. Only turn your item once. There is what we call a show side, because that's what's going to be up on the plate. Spend the most time on the show side. That's the side that you cook first. And the last one, we call it bump and run. You don't take a steak off the grill and immediately put it on the plate, because that's when you get that bloody pool. Leave it on a towel first, let it rest, and then plate it.
It's SomethingYouShouldKnow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
good times await you with the new Opus Intimate Gathering season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $138. The Swingle Singers, The Capitol Steps, The Five Browns Holiday, In the Heat of the Night, and The Great Gatsby. The Intimate Gathering series is sponsored by Sterling Auto Group, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, and Carbach Brewing Company. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The College Station City Council tabled changes to the rental registration ordinance 2 weeks ago in order to further discuss the impact. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs was asked if there were any past council issues where more discussion caused her opinion to change. She says she was in favor of adding fluoride to water in the past, but heard from the city of Bryan that their pipes had been corroding prematurely.
Bryan had stopped putting fluoride in maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and the dentist... That must have slipped by them because they didn't say anything.
She says it was the research and discussion that ultimately changed her mind.
You know, I've always told all the council members, come to the meetings prepared, keep your mind open, listen to the public hearing, listen to the questions of your colleagues, ask your own questions, and then when it's all said and done, vote your conscience. And I think everyone who's ever served on council does vote in the manner that they think is in the best interest of the citizens.
Sure. Council is expected to approve changes to rental registration at tonight's meeting. Bryan police are investigating a stabbing at a Westside apartment complex. A 27-year-old man received life-threatening injuries and is hospitalized at St. Joseph Regional Health Center. Officers were called late Wednesday afternoon to the Buena Vista Apartments on Providence. Investigators were told a civil dispute escalated into a physical altercation at the home of a 40-year-old man who did the stabbing. The 27-year-old then went to the apartment office where emergency services was contacted. No arrests have been made as of Wednesday evening, and the 40-year-old has cooperated fully with investigators. No names have been released, nor has the nature of the civil dispute. And fresh off the announcement of being named a top city for the U.S. for recession recovery, the city of Bryan announced that April sales tax revenue was 22% over budget and 23% higher than the same time last year. In April, $1.5 million in tax revenue was collected. Deputy City Manager Joseph Dunn says all of Bryan is growing, especially the downtown Bryan area, which is growing at an accelerated pace. Municipal Houston officials have fielded hundreds of calls from residents complaining about drinking water that has a foul odor and tastes like dirt. Public Works officials say the tap water is safe to drink, but many people are opting for bottled water instead. The Houston Chronicle reports the city's 311 service line has received more than 200 complaints about the water since this past Friday. City officials say the smell and taste are caused by two naturally occurring compounds produced by seasonal algae blooms. One of the compounds, geosmin, tends to occur following a rainfall after a period of dry weather. The worst fears of public health officials who have been watching the flood of illegal immigration from Central America are coming true.
One of the undocumented migrant children in San Antonio has been diagnosed with the swine flu. Metro Health spokeswoman Carol Schlesinger says because the children are on Lackland Air Force Base, the military is the one that's coordinating care.
In this case, because it is within the military, we just basically take the statistic and that's about it.
Public health officials have been warning that because there is no immunization rule in Central America, these illegal immigrants could be carrying communicable diseases. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
More than $5 million in renovation have been completed at a popular Central Texas swimming hole. Public celebrations were planned for yesterday at Barton Springs in Austin. Work began last October to upgrade the pool complex. The Republican National Committee has announced two cities in the running now to host the convention. TSN's Austin York was in downtown Dallas.
Philip Jones with the Dallas Convention and Visitors Bureau says Dallas, along with Cleveland, are the final two cities up for the Republican National Convention in 2016. Jones says they do have a very small window to host the event between July 18th and 21st.
They will be going back to Cleveland for another site visit. They indicated that they will not need to come back to Dallas, that we've answered all of their questions, that we put together a very strong bid.
Now, he says Dallas does offer $46 million in funding, something he says Cleveland cannot do. A decision is expected by August 8th.
WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Acme Glass, been here since 1946, taking care of your glass needs when you need glass or when you want glass. And most of the time, it's because you need to get a piece of glass replaced, whether it's in your vehicle or at your home or your business. And Acme Glass understands that and responds that way. You know, if you can't give up your vehicle, Acme Glass can come and do an on-site installation to take care of it for you. If you need a piece of glass cut to a certain size or you want a straight-edge bevel, Acme Glass can do that in downtown Bryan. If you have a project that you're working on, they'll help you with that. If you want to get a piece of glass installed in your home, they'll come out there, take care of it for you based on your schedule. And of course, in a business, quite often a replacement of glass has to be done in a timely manner. Acme Glass understands all that and been doing it again since 1946. With two locations, one in downtown Bryan and one across from the main entrance at A&M. They're open a half day on Saturday to help you with your project. So if you've seen a piece of glass someplace and you'd like to have that in your world, then let Acme Glass show you work that they've done around the Brazos Valley, not only in homes but in businesses. Acme Glass, downtown Bryan and in College Station.
It's the Polaris Summer Sales Event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Time to get a great deal on the world's best-selling off-road lineup with rebates up to $1,300, financing as low as 3.9%. Get $800 off a high-performance RZR S800. Its horsepower is awesome, and the suspension lets you ride comfortably all day. Great rebates and low financing at Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
It's 6:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go, some numbers.
Yesterday's shower and thunderstorm activity has left lots of leftover cloudiness around the region. That'll be here for a while. It'll try to turn partly sunny later today. We could see a shower or thunderstorm, 90. We're going to be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Becoming partly sunny tomorrow, maybe an isolated storm, 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. Saturday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine developing with high temperatures up around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit with a no-hitter in the majors. The Aggies squaring off with the Battle of the Brazos again. SEC champions in baseball and a whole lot more coming up in sports at about 13 minutes from now.
You know, I was listening to some guy on CBS Sports Radio yesterday just talking about, well, you know, there's no way. I mean, it's obvious that Virginia had scored like 15 runs in the last two games against Vanderbilt. They're on top of their game. They've been the number one team basically all year long. There's no way that anybody else could win. Except they didn't.
So. Nope, they didn't.
There you go. All right, good for them. And the Aggies can say what? They beat Vandy 2 out of 3, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Okay. That's actually part of the story.
Yeah, guess what? That counts for nothing, okay?
No, it sounds really cool.
Oh, yeah, it sounds really cool.
Sounds really cool.
Yeah, yeah, but it counts for nothing. Just saying. All right, so what kind of a signal is the National Republican Committee sending about where the convention's going to be held? You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, we've seen what Dallas has to offer. Now we're going to go see the ugly girl one more time just to make her feel good, okay? And, you know,
that was inappropriate,
well,
Scott.
I'm just saying. What? So all the ugly girls are offended. Is that it?
Yeah. Who would want to be compared to
Cleveland?
Exactly.
In any way, shape, or form. Anyway, that's good. We'll get. We presume that we'll have that convention then in the state of Texas, which means
that's awful presumptive of you.
Road trip. Yeah, I was going to say. So that means thousands of Republicans will get to come in and get drunk and mess up the city for 3 or 4 days.
And get some barbecue.
Yeah.
Real barbecue.
So where do you barbecue this stuff? Yeah,
I'd like a barbecued steak, please.
Yeah, I'm from Connecticut. Could I have that barbecued ribeye, please?
Cleveland aside, Texas has to be the story of this election year.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, how so?
Economically.
Oh, well, just, yeah. I mean, it is. You can pretty much, yeah. Look at Rick. You don't think Rick Perry will be, man, he'll be, his feet will not touch the floor of the entire convention.
I don't know how you don't just stand up and go, Texas?
Yeah, exactly.
And just hold it up and go, lots of jobs,
yeah,
et cetera.
Yeah. Just
Michigan. Yeah. Not lots of jobs.
Yeah, after this thing in Mississippi, they should just have it with the Democrats.
Well, you know.
Fair enough.
Yeah, don't get me started on that.
Well, no, that's okay. We can start on that.
Fine.
Yeah. That's not the first time that people have driven the election to the advantage they think of their party by voting for somebody in the other party.
Limbaugh got everybody to do it against Hillary.
Sure, of course. It's been done before. It's done.
It was completely above the table.
Yeah.
As long as all the people, as long as they only voted in one primary.
And you know they did.
Uh-huh. Only one.
Again, it's Mississippi.
And everybody that votes in Chicago is alive.
Yeah. Do they still use charcoal and a big chief tablet to count the votes in Mississippi? I'm just saying. How didn't I just see you? Oh, well, I knew that was your twin who was voting over there. Okay, that's fine. So, all right, see how all that works out for
all us. All the rhinos got tired of being called rhinos, so they decided, well, we're not going to be Republicans in name only. We'll just make the party look like us.
That's right. There you go. We will look like the winners. So we'll see. And again, Thad Cochran is, I mean, he's not that old after all. Strom Thurmond, this is the anniversary of Strom Thurmond's death, who was still a sitting senator at the age of 100. So, you know, as we say oft times, you get the government you deserve. And if you want to have some guy who's been in the Senate for 42 years, then, you know, good on you. That's great. That's fine. So President Obama continues to hammer away at climate change skeptics at a dinner in Washington. And again, he knew his crowd because there were 900 environmentalists there last night. He said, folks will tell you climate change is a hoax or a fad or a plot, a liberal plot. I'm not a doctor either, but if a bunch of doctors tell me that tobacco can cause lung cancer, then I say, okay, it's not that hard. Thanks, Mr. President. We appreciate that, Mr. President. Good. In real news, apparently they're, and again, we talked to Bill Flores about this yesterday. This could be very interesting because John Boehner said yesterday that he wants to introduce a bill next month allowing the House to sue President Obama over his use of executive actions. And during the news conference, he told the reporters, the Constitution makes it clear that a president's job is to faithfully execute the laws. In my view, the president has not faithfully executed the laws. And when that conflicts between the legislative branch and the administrative branch, he says, in my view, our responsibility is to stand up for this institution in which we serve. Now, of course, for her part, Nancy Pelosi says this is all just subterfuge. And Josh Earnest, who gets paid to say it, says it seems the Republicans have shifted their opposition into higher gear. Well, you know, maybe we don't like what the president's doing. Is that okay? Could we not be in favor of that? And again, we've discussed it. They have any number of ways to be able to do things without having laws in place. So we'll see how that works out.
They're just tired of getting usurped.
You know, we're lucky you have that story. We're lucky that swine flu is the only thing that, at least we know to date, that these young people have brought over.
Well, no, they've already talked about measles and chicken pox.
Oh, have they? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, and again, that would happen in just kind of any situation.
Sure.
Of that socioeconomic group.
Yep.
No matter where they came from, and you put them in close quarters, and you could end up with a little pandemic situation there.
So. But my understanding is that's part of the legitimate immigration process is to make sure you have your inoculated against these things.
Yes, it is. That's exactly
which is why
right.
We have these things in place.
Yeah. There is, if you care to really read into it, you know, I was discussing with somebody yesterday this whole human smuggling thing, and there's a lot of talk about that right now, and he and I both agreed that we don't really hear a lot about that. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist, because it is a worldwide problem, and it's certainly the horrible underbelly of society that human trafficking goes on for any reason. But we're finding now, and again, the Wall Street Journal with a pretty in-depth article this morning on stash houses along the Texas border. And they found one, I guess, most recently a couple of weeks ago, where there were several people, 20, 24, 26 people living in this house. And apparently, there's a lot of that going on in the border. Now, these are not the kiddos we're talking about. These are grown-ups who are here, but they call them stash houses. And it's that's certainly a problem that, while we were just a few moments ago talking about how wonderful things are in Texas, to have that kind of a situation going on along the border does not speak well for us. And again, I don't think it's Texas' responsibility. I'm thinking that's the Fed's responsibility, but can't be sure. We'll see. Oh, and by the way, while we're talking about these young illegals, a guy named Tom Homan, who is overseeing ICE's removal operations, says it would take years for these unaccompanied minors to actually stand before an immigration judge. He said, I could tell you that every unaccompanied child and every family unit member will be served of notices to appear and be scheduled to be in front of an immigration judge, and then we can proceed in scheduling, but it will be years, literally years, before we're able to get to those. So we'll see. And as Kevin alluded to, it's not just the IRS that's losing emails now. So got to make us feel good about that, to know that it could be an entire government that's having a problem with their email provider. Why don't they just switch to Gmail?
Well, now they did find one Lois Lerner
email. Yes, they did.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting?
Hey, he's going to go on a trip. Maybe we need to look into this a little further.
Yeah, that one we happened to find. Well, again, that's what I propose. Let's just go to Gmail. They seem to be able to track stuff okay,
well,
right?
Did you hear how all that kind of broke down?
No.
After they found out that there's a reporting stipulation, the IRS went, oh, well, we didn't tell the archivist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you mentioned that yesterday, that, yeah, it was without his knowledge. That all
well, then the happened. EPA goes, oh, wait, we had the same thing happen. Hey, archivist!
That's right. Well, actually, what happened is somebody's walking behind the great big server, and he kicked the plug, and it came out of the Boink. Wall.
The greenest business park in College Station is now the fastest, too. Aggieland Business Park is proud to announce the addition of high-speed fiber connectivity throughout the park. Located just a mile past the airport on FM 60 with quick access to the new biotech corridor, Aggieland Business Park is the choice for high-tech companies that need a customized facility at an affordable price. If your business needs to move at the speed of light, call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Would you like to have better results from your landscape and garden? Would it help if it came at a more affordable price? Well, I have a few random tips to help you head that direction just in time for your late summer and fall planning. I'll be back with details stretching your gardening dollar right after this message. It's very important that we fertilize during the summer months when southern grasses are actively growing, when they need the nutrients. Scott's Green Max Southern Lawn Fertilizer is an ideal summer food because of its two-in-one formulation. Its high nitrogen content strengthens your grass during the summer, and the added iron is an essential minor element to enhance the natural greening. Green Max contains slow-release nitrogen for even feeding, so it won't burn your lawn. That's guaranteed. It's child and pet friendly, so your family can re-enter the lawn right after you apply it. Apply Scott's Green Max lawn fertilizer anytime to any type of grass for a thick, healthy lawn and quick green-up. You can feed every 8 to 10 weeks for the best turf. Well-fed lawns get through a summertime better. They make better use of available water. You'll find all Scott's products at your local Lowe's store. This week at Lowe's, purchase both Scott's Green Max and Ortho's Bug Be Gone. You can save 20% off the regular retail price. Go to Scott's.com for more information. I always tell people if they want to stretch their gardening dollar, one of the best ways is to invest in quality tools. The days of the old wooden-handled spades and hoes are pretty well gone. Buy reinforced tools that feel comfortable to your hands. If you do your own mowing, invest in a better machine. It will offer more options of comfort, safety, and performance. It may cost a bit more at the outset, but it'll be money well spent, and you'll find that it probably will outlast the cheaper models. Mini tillers are great in working soil in small spaces, and a power pole pruner lets you reach limbs 10 or 12 feet off the ground without climbing. You need to have a plan that's been drawn to scale, either by you or by a veteran landscape designer. It becomes the outline of your project, and it guides you through all the steps, like an old family recipe. All the plants are shown at their mature sizes, so you can get a better feeling for how things will look once the landscape is finished. It's your roadmap to success. It will save you a ton of money and a lot of frustration. Stick to the best plants for the places. If you need a 4-foot shrub, there's no point in buying a type that matures at 15 feet tall and wide. You'll just make your life and the life of the shrub miserable in the process. You'll be trimming all the time. Go with a plant that grows to the mature size of the space you have available. Talk to your nurseryman. Adapted plants should be your goal. Forget whether a plant's native to Texas or not. What you want is a plant that's happy to have a chance to perform in Texas. Crepe myrtles are from China. Nandinas are from Japan. Hackberries and cottonwoods are from Texas. You make the call. In my garden, adapted rules. Watch for stalk reduction sales from now almost until frost. Fall is the best time to plant since it gives the new planting 7 or 8 months to establish their root systems before the next summer settles in. Nurseries have outstanding selections now, and they will all through the rest of the summer and into the fall. Many of them are plants that have been in the same pot since early spring. They're full, and they're vigorous, and they're beautiful. Shop several nurseries and compare prices and pot sizes and quality. Larger plants may actually be your better investments. They'll cost you more, but you'll space them farther apart, and they'll look better quicker. Fine gardens begin with great soil. Invest in the foundation of your landscape and garden by preparing the soil to the ultimate. And water carefully to get your plants established. Protect your investment. Don't let them dry out and die. I'm Neil Sperry. Crotons bring color in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. After a 2-year hiatus, the Battle of the Brazos is returning to the hardwood as officials from both schools announced yesterday. A&M and Baylor had finalized a 2-year home-and-home series in men's basketball. Here's Aggie head coach Billy Kennedy. He's excited about it.
Well, I've been talking with Coach Drew the last couple of years about getting it going again, and some tournaments like out of Houston and Dallas were trying to put us together against each other, and I saw him on the road. I said, we need to just play each other ourselves and let's work it out. I'll come to Baylor first and let's get this thing going. And fortunately, he said they could do it, and so we're excited to be getting this rivalry going again.
The Aggies and Bears will square off at the Farrell Center in Waco December the 9th of this year before the scene shifts to Aggieland for a meeting next season. A date for the contest in College Station hasn't been determined yet. And there is yet another SEC National Championship. This time, it's in baseball.
Norwood with a line drive to left. That ball is well hit, and it is gone! A home run for John Norwood! And Vanderbilt has taken a 3-2 lead in the championship game!
Norwood's dinger, tie-breaking solo shot in the eighth inning, lifted Vandy past Virginia 3-2 in the third and deciding game of the College World Series. And by the way, A&M beat Vandy twice at Vandy this season. I'm just saying. On now to the majors, where San Francisco Giants pitcher Tim Lincecum had a no-hitter against the San Diego Padres for the second time in less than a year.
On the ground to Panic. Panic to Posey, and Lincecum has done it again. He has no-hit the San Diego Padres.
Facing just one batter over the minimum to earn a 4-0 victory, Lincecum struck out 6 and issued a second-inning walk, joining Christy Mathison as the only Giant to toss 2 no-hitters. It's the third no-hitter of the season, following gems by Dodger hurlers Josh Beckett and Clayton Kershaw. On now to World Cup action, where the United States will advance to the second round of the World Cup with a victory or tie today against Germany, or a tie by Ghana and Portugal. The Americans are 1-0-1 in Group G, otherwise known as the Group of Death, following a 2-1 win over Ghana and a 2-2 tie with Portugal. The U.S. will be without Jozy Altidore for the second straight game because of a strained hamstring. Things get started this morning at 11 o'clock. In the MLB, Victor Martinez and J.D. Martinez homered on consecutive pitches as the Detroit Tigers beat the Rangers 8-6. The unrelated Martinez's sluggers hit their homers in the fifth. They also got consecutive doubles when the AL Central leading Tigers went ahead to stay with three runs in the first inning. Here's Rangers manager Ron Washington on loss number 7, although he misspeaks and actually says winning streak.
It's definitely hard to comprehend a 7-game winning streak, but it is what it is. And, you know, we know why. We just got to score some runs and we got to pitch better.
The Twins are in Arlington for a 7-10 start tonight. The Astros dropped another one, and it was all Justin Upton of Atlanta's fault. Again, Upton homered for the second straight game and drove in three runs in Atlanta, beat Houston 4-0 last night. One of the few bright spots for Houston this year has been Jose Altuve, who even got blanked yesterday. Here's Stro skipper Bo Porter.
Well, collectively, I think we need several guys in that lineup to get going. And again, when collectively up and down the lineup, you know, many guys scuffling at the same time, obviously it gets magnified a little bit more. Because Altuve's been so good this year, it's a little bit odd when he goes 0-4.
The Astros host Atlanta again for an afternoon game. First pitch this afternoon at 1:10. The Bombers were rained out again. They were supposed to play a doubleheader against Acadiana. They'll try and get back to work today against the East Texas Pump Jacks. First pitch at 7 o'clock. In the NBA, the Houston Rockets have taken the first step toward making a run at LeBron James and or Carmelo Anthony. The Rockets have agreed to trade Omar Asik and cash to the New Orleans Pelicans for a future first-round draft pick. The deal gives the Rockets some of the cap space they need to go after James or Anthony. And finally, the Dallas Mavericks have made some big moves yesterday, one day before the NBA draft. General manager and president of basketball operations for the Dallas Mavericks, Donnie Nelson, explains why the decisions were made for the Mavs.
We're a big chemistry team. It starts from, you know, the top with Rick and Mark and, you know, Dirk. And we really try to lace our locker rooms, you know, with the guys that, you know, are not only, you know, great players, but, you know, great teammates and self-sacrifice.
Dallas and the New York Knicks have agreed to a 6-player trade that brings Tyson Chandler back to the Mavericks 3 years after he helped them win the championship. The Mavs sent guards Jose Calderon, Shane Larkin, and Wayne Ellington and center Samuel Delambert to the Knicks for Chandler and point guard Raymond Felton. The Knicks also get both of Dallas's picks in tonight's draft. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Zornemann Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturday. Today's 9 to 1.
It's time to vote for the best the Brazos Valley has to offer. It's the 14th year for the best of the Brazos, and it's your chance to vote for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. So what are your favorite places for dining, banking, buying a car, and health and wellness? You can vote on the web now at bestofthebrazos.com. Click bestofthebrazos.com. Vote now in the 14th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
I'm from the Violetta Violin Store. I see you have horses that board here.
Yes, but none of them play the violin.
Our violin bows are made of horsehairs, and we're looking for some.
Your job is collecting horsehair?
It's, you know, not my dream job.
Ever hear of AggielandHelpWanted.com?
They have horses?
No, they have tons of good local jobs on their website.
I don't have time.
You can upload your resume for free, and they do all the looking for you.
Okay, let me ask a favor. Okay, I only pulled one.
Told you she'd hate it.
Oh, boy.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. Are you troubled by unhealthy or unsightly varicose veins or spider veins? We are the leading authority in the treatment of varicose and spider veins. Continue to trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified, DeBakey-trained cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound, and we offer free vein screenings every Friday to give you an on-the-spot diagnosis and treatment plan. We are now accepting Scott & White Health Insurance. Be sure to like us on Facebook and check out our special offers. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Here's some weather for you out there. Still got a 50% chance of showers today, 30% tonight and tomorrow. High temperature right around 90 for the next few days. Lows will be in the 70s. It's 72 now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan. It's 7 o'clock.